If there was one place along the Continental Divide that stands out the most, where do you think that might be? I'll give you a hint. The Crown of the Continent. Today's segment is part of the series titled, Water is a Many Splendid Thing. Hello, I'm Steve Baker. This is Living Water. My first introduction to Glacier National Park was through an article that National Geographic had published during the late 70s or 80s. The illustrated pictures and stories told in that article placed a strong desire in me to visit and experience the wild backcountry of this great park. Well, this year, I went back to Glacier National Park for the second time and sat down with Denise Germain, a management assistant with the park. Denise described the park and how water plays out in this beautiful landscape.
Glacier is a very water-rich park. We're very abundant in water, and that is valuable for many reasons. Well, a lot of it just day-to-day living. I mean, we all rely on water to survive. And in Glacier, we've got the Triple Divide, which is the headquarters for three continental drainages. It's the Hudson Bay, the Atlantic, and the Pacific. So that's not only giving water out to the ecosystems beyond, but it's also drinking water, as well as the recreational values. You come to Glacier and the vistas are spectacular. The water, the clear water, the blue hue that you have to the water from glaciers, that turquoise look, nothing beats that. So water is very abundant here and it's very precious, not only for humans, but also for the animals that are here, the fish, the invertebrates, the mammals, birds, everybody.
What originally attracted me to the park were the jagged peaks that line the horizon as you stand on the south end of Lake McDonald and gaze northward. At one time, I wanted to climb to the top of each and every one of those peaks. But now, as I grew older, this has simmered down a bit. I found that the park has a lot of other things to do as well. This public land has a lot to offer.
You know, there's over 700 miles of trails in Glacier National Park. So hiking is a huge, huge experience here in the park. And not only some of the front country, but we've got lots of back country. So hiking in the back country is such a neat experience at Glacier, not only because of the water and the vistas, but because of the wildlife. There's just an element of wild in Glacier. And you're going to see a lot of the predator preys that people saw when the park was created 100 years ago. You know, it was created in 1910, so we just celebrated 100 years a few years ago. Originally, before that even, it was part of the Forest Reserve Program in the country. But early on, I think individuals saw the value of this particular ecosystem, not only for the scenic value, but for the everyday continuing ecosystem life of an environment. So it was created and part of the National Park Service in 1910. I think it's very majestic. The peaks are craggy peaks. They're pointed peaks. And I think part of it is that element of wild, not only because of the vistas and the beautiful, spectacular scenery that you see with the mountains and the meadows and the water, the rivers and the lakes and the streams and the wildlife, but it's all public land and it's an opportunity to enjoy it and experience it. If you want in the front country, if you want in the back country, or if you want to drive through the Going to the Sun Highway, which is a spectacular accomplishment in itself, just that highway. So there's many things to do in Glacier, offers experiences for everyone.
In my view, Glacier National Park is one big outdoor playground that will never run out of fun things to do. Apparently, a lot of people also know this. Nearly 2 million people visit the park each year. With this type of popularity comes a bit of concern for the park. Denise explained to me how the invasive species can sneak their way into the park and turn the ecology of the area upside down.
You know, they're all across the country right now. Several states, I would say, gosh, I think there's over 34 states in the country right now that have aquatic invasive species and have changed the ecosystem, changed the way people see, use water. And we're trying to prevent that here in Northwest Montana and Glacier National Park. So they come in, they're hitchhikers, basically. They can come in on any sort of recreational supply. They can come in on a boat. They can come in on a motor. They could come in on boots. They could come in on fishing gear. They're very small, and they just hook onto anything and like to move. So we're trying to keep them out of this area.
Freshwater zebra and quagga mussels have steadily advanced westward from the eastern states. In the east, productive fisheries have been damaged and shorelines are found matted with mussel shells, including that all too familiar odor. These hitchhikers have found their way to new waterways via boat bottoms, outdoor clothing, and other equipment that we bring with us when planning a trip to the park. The invasive species that trouble Glacier National Park administrators reveal several important attributes of water. Water does not discriminate or take sides on ownership. In fact, water is available to everything and everyone. These attributes and the abundance of water in the park is another reason why Glacier National Park is considered the crown of the continent, the jewel that highlights the continental divide. Fundamental to our lives and environment. I'm Steve Baker. This is Living Water.